On this 50th anniversary of the death of President Kennedy, we are brought once again to reflect on the life and death of one so young who held promise not only for his own life and destiny, but for the future of a nation. However much one might disagree with this president's policies or actions, many around the world felt his hope as their hope, his belief in the future as their own belief, and his personal triumphs as their own victories. He was not a man of the people, by class or education, but he was a man who represented the people, and not only the people of America, but people worldwide. And what he represented amongst all other qualities was the quality of youthful promise, that idealistic stance and vision that believed in the good, and that the good, if pursued vigorously enough, could create a world that reflected it. This belief in possibility is our legacy today, a legacy built not only on the vision of one man, president or not, but on the legacy of what lives most deeply within our own hearts. This belief in possibility is embedded in each of our hearts as part of what it means to be essentially human, endowed by the Creator with inalienable rights and virtues, that though covered over through the decades and even the centuries, may be reawakened, and in their reawakening may bring hope to a tired world. We have become, as a people, habitually disillusioned with the power of one person to make a difference on a large scale. We have become disillusioned with the likelihood of things changing that would create peace between nations, harmony with the earth, and an end to wanton destruction of our resources, both human and non-human. This disillusionment is always based on seeming justifications. Justifications that have to do with the visibility of the way in which things do not work, governments do not work, and even prayer seems to not work. We have become disillusioned and lacking in hope that we can make a difference. This is the place within that must be addressed before the world can change. We must witness the reawakening of hope within ourselves. We must believe in our own possibility for affecting others as a precursor to seeing the world change. We must recognize our oneness with all. In this revisioning, it does not matter whether what we seek to accomplish is built on the scale of human action and doing, in which we engage our energies and our hearts, or on the scale of spiritual intervention, of prayer and meditation, which alters consciousness in ever-widening circles of influence. Both levels of intercession are sources of hope, and they can receive our own hope and offer it to the world to uphold others who are feeling hopeless. However, first we must renounce disillusionment as a core belief, as a core value. We must see it for what it is, an attitude based on observation of seemingly intractable situations, but not one that resides in our deepest hearts, not one that emerges from the truth of our soul. From this deeper vantage point, we are not drawn into solitary relationship with those obstacles that seem to prevent freedom and joy from expanding upon the earth. Rather, we are drawn toward the recognition of evolving wholeness, the way in which we as individuals are growing and changing, and the way in which humanity as a whole is moving forward. There are many examples of this forward movement, and they exist even in the presence of that which has not yet changed. In contacting this deeper truth of our heart, something new occurs. Our own hope becomes a catalyst for change. Our own trust in the face of obstacles becomes a light force that can engage the energy of the universe to make the way clear before us and before others. The time for this may not be what we wish. The visibility of outcome may not appear before our eyes as soon as we wish. But hope does not depend upon seeing outcomes. It depends upon being connected to the depths of our own heart, which is the dwelling place of our soul. Here lives the source of all hope. Now is the time to connect with this place for our own lives and that of others, to redeem hope from where it has been laid to rest, and to awaken it to new life within us. May all nations be blessed by hope. May all hearts rediscover its presence as the life within that cannot be extinguished.